Welcome to the Mortgage Point Weekly Update, your fast, focused look at the biggest news shaping housing, lending, and the broader economy. I'm your host, David Wharton, editor-in-chief of Mortgage Point and the Five Star Institute. Over the next few minutes, we'll be covering five stories making headlines this week. We'll look at why property taxes are becoming a major battleground ahead of midterm elections, why housing affordability has emerged as a defining political issue for younger Americans, signs that the nation's housing shortage may finally be stabilizing, California's latest push to force local housing development, and then we'll wrap up with a look at this week's Federal Reserve meeting. Let's get started. This November, voters in more than a dozen states won't just be choosing candidates. They'll also be deciding how much homeowners pay in property taxes. Across the country, 26 tax-related ballot measures have qualified for November ballots, with many focused on reducing property taxes through expanded homestead exemptions, new exemptions for seniors, or constitutional limits for future tax increases. Supporters argue that homeowners deserve relief after years of rising home values, higher assessments, and increasing costs of living. Opponents counter that reducing property tax revenue could leave local governments in the lurch, struggling to fund schools, public safety, roads, libraries, parks, and other priorities. In Florida alone, officials estimate that one proposed amendment could reduce local government revenue by almost $46 billion by 2032. Tennessee State Senator Brent Taylor summed up the philosophy behind many of these proposals when he said, quote, "The property tax is the most egregious tax there is because you never actually own your property. You're only paying rent to the government," unquote. Of course, supporters of local governments see that very differently. This debate highlights one of housing's most difficult balancing acts. Everybody wants housing to be affordable, but communities still need to pay the bills for services that make those neighborhoods desirable places to live in the first place. And don't expect this conversation to end in November. Property taxes have quietly become one of the hottest issues in housing policy, and whatever happens this fall, other states will almost certainly be watching at how this plays out. Continuing on the affordability front, a new CNBC survey suggests that housing has become much more than an economic issue. It is, in fact, fully now a political one. Among Americans between the ages of 18 and 34, housing costs ranked as the number one political concern in this survey. That's ahead of health care, immigration, even protecting democracy. Across all age groups, housing tied as one of the nation's top concerns, reflecting just how deeply affordability has affected household finances across the nation. Democratic pollster Jay Campbell described the issue this way, saying, quote, "It was my contention that Democrats had a huge miss in 2024 by not talking more about health care." He now suggests that housing may play a similar role in 2026 when it comes to motivating voters, and also arguing that housing affordability may now carry political weight going forward. Whether you agree with that assessment or not, the numbers suggest candidates from both parties are paying attention. Home prices remain elevated, mortgage rates continue to challenge buyers, and renters are spending larger portions of their incomes just keeping a roof over their heads. If you're sensing a theme this week, you're not imagining it. Housing affordability is always a running theme here, and it's continuing to drive both market and political conversations as we dive into the news. But let's move to a bit of cautiously optimistic news. That's always exciting. A new Zillow analysis of the 2024 American Community Survey data found that America's housing shortage has, perhaps for the first time since the Great Recession, nearly stopped getting worse. That doesn't sound great, but it's better than it could be. The national housing deficit grew by only 43,000 homes during 2024, leaving the country with an estimated shortage of about 4.7 million homes. Again, doesn't sound that exciting, but it is a dramatic improvement over the much larger increases that we saw during 2022 and 2023. Builders in the aftermath of this responded aggressively to pandemic-era demand by ramping up apartment construction, and that surge appears to account for some of this slowing in growth of the shortage. Now, yes, the shortage is stabilizing, but stabilizing is not, as you'd imagine, the same thing as solving the problem. We're still missing millions of homes from what we need. Affordability remains strained in many of the nation's largest markets, and builders are already beginning to slow down that new construction boom as that post-pandemic demand cools. It's a bit like stopping a leak in the roof. We were definitely seeing progress, but that doesn't mean that everything is where it needs to be. That focus on increasing housing supply also helps explain another major story we've seen this week. California is suing five cities for allegedly failing to comply with the state's housing element law, which requires every community to plan for its share of future housing development. Governor Gavin Newsom did not mince words, saying, quote, California can't solve the housing crisis while some cities sit on their hands and dare us to do something about it, unquote. The targeted cities argue that they're already making progress towards compliance and continue working with state housing officials. Regardless of how the lawsuits ultimately play out, they do underscore a broader national trend. Governments are moving beyond simply encouraging more housing construction and increasingly towards actually requiring it. Whether it's through incentives, zoning reform, or legal action, policymakers appear more willing than ever to pull that trigger and intervene when it comes to local housing policy. Housing may be local, but pressure to build more homes is becoming increasingly national. Finally, here's what we'll be watching later this week. The Federal Open Market Committee meets on July 28th and 29th, with its latest interest rate decision scheduled, as is typical, for Wednesday afternoon. Markets are largely expecting the policymakers to leave the interest rates unchanged. That means investors and everybody in the mortgage industry will likely be focused more on what Fed Chair Kevin Warsh says after the decision than to what he says about the decision itself. This meeting won't include any updated economic projections, so the tone of the Fed statement and Warsh's press conference will likely take center stage. After recently describing the Fed as being at what he called a, quote, hinge point in history, listeners will be looking for any new clues they can find about inflation, economic growth, and future rate cuts. Sometimes the biggest news isn't what the Fed does, it's what the Fed hints it might do next. We'll be watching closely, as will everybody else in the industry. So, to recap this week's headlines, property taxes are shaping up to be one of the biggest housing issues on November's ballots in the midterms. Housing affordability has become a top political concern, especially among younger voters. New data from Zillow suggests that America's housing shortage finally stopped getting significantly worse in 2024. California is stepping up enforcement against cities that they claim failed to plan for new housing. And this week, all eyes will be on the Federal Reserve as policymakers deliver their latest decision on interest rates. That's all we've got for this week's Mortgage Point Weekly Update. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the upcoming podcasts on both this and our MP Access podcast featuring interviews with various industry folks. Also, make sure to head over to themortgagepoint.com to look for daily news and info on our webinars, conferences, and more, as well as checking out thefivestar.com, where we have more information on all of those and more. We'll see you next week for the Mortgage Point Weekly Update. Thank you.